Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, disaster planning that includes your pet, tips for fall safety, and pets in the news. We'll start with fall safety tips. Seasonal pet health hazards associated with fall by Dr. Patrick Mahaney at PetMD. Fall is one of my favorite seasons. I finally recall the sensations associated with brisk autumn temperatures, the aromas of dry plants, and the variety of colors bursting from withering leaves, all of which I experienced while living on the East Coast. Now that Southern California is my home, fall's climate and vegetation changes are more subtle, yet still highly regarded. Although many of the seasonal changes associated with fall have great appeal for people, they also present many potential health hazards for our pets, about which owners must be aware. Dangers due to decreased hours of daylight. Most people's lives are so busy that we wish there was an extra hour in each day to manage our responsibilities. Therefore, losing an hour of daylight when our clocks fall back in observance of daylight saving time completion can be frustrating. Fewer hours of daylight and evening's earlier start means that we are partaking in many of our daily activities when visibility is poor. Dog owners end up walking or exercising their canine companions in the darkness of early morning or evening. Reduced light makes it more challenging for drivers to see animals and people in driveways, sidewalks, and roads. Having worked in emergency veterinary practice for many years, I've observed an increase in the trend of both dogs and cats suffering injuries after being hit by a car during daybreak or twilight hours. If you walk your pooch or permit your feline companion to venture outdoors, maintain close observation and control by using a leash and collar or a chest harness. Have your pets wear up-to-date tags and implant a microchip to improve their likelihood of a safe return should they go missing. Dangers due to leaves. The pleasure associated with observing the colors of fall quickly dissipates upon embarking on the laborious job of cleaning up a seemingly endless supply of leaves. The startling noises created by leaf blowers may drive your pets into seclusion or cause them to flee your property. Additionally, gas-powered devices can leak fuel or oil, which creates a source of toxicity should ingestion occur when your pet licks a substance from the ground or their paws. Leaf piles remaining on your lawn quickly accumulate moisture, which promotes bacterial and mold growth. If your pet ingests these microorganisms, digestive tract upset, like vomiting, diarrhea, decreased appetite, etc., could ensue. Dried leaves and other plant material may be burned as part of fall's cleanup, thereby releasing smoke and plant-based oils like poison ivy that can irritate your pet's eyes, nose, throat, lungs, and skin. The safest practice is to keep your pets confined indoors, separate from your yard work. Plants and mushrooms. The chrysanthemum, or mum, is a seasonally blooming flower that is commonly associated with fall. Toxicity can occur if your dog or cat ingests the mum flower, stems, or leaves, all of which can cause the following clinical signs: ataxia or stumbling, dermatitis or skin inflammation, tialism, increased salivation, vomiting, and diarrhea. Other plants producing blooms with a toxic potential for dogs and cats include meadow saffron or autumn crocus and clematis. Mushrooms can also appear in our yard or other nitrogen-rich material like mulch. Fortunately for our companion animals, most wild-growing mushrooms are non-toxic, differentiating a toxic from a non-toxic mushroom is quite challenging, so it's best to prevent their consumption by your pet. The Amanita phalloides, or death cap, causes severe liver toxicity if ingested. Rodenticides. Fall's cooler temperatures drive rodents in search of shelter from the cold and into our homes. Rodenticides, poisons which kill mice, rats, and other creatures, can help deter vermin infestations, but Rodenticide ingestion also causes life-threatening toxicity to both dogs and cats. Brodifacoum, the active ingredient in DECOM and a common rodenticide, is an anticoagulant that inhibits vitamin K's normal function in the blood clotting cascade. Within 1 to 7 days post-ingestion, blood fails to properly clot, and the following clinical signs would occur: lethargy, decreased appetite, pale mucous membranes or gums, increased respiratory rate and effort, bruising, bloody feces, black tar-like stools from digested blood. Other varieties of mice and rat poisons can contain cholecalciferol or vitamin D3, which causes kidney and liver failure, muscle weakness, seizures, and death. As mice and rats can transport chunks of rodenticide from a container to a location that is accessible to other animals, it's best to hire a professional service to address your rodent problem instead of putting down easily accessible commercial poisons. With suspected or known toxicities, immediately contact your veterinarian or emergency veterinary hospital. Additional resources include the ASPCA's Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435. Again, 888-426-4435. Or you can contact the Pet Poison Helpline at 855-213-6680. Next. The Humane Society of the United States says make a disaster plan for your pets, how to keep pets safe in natural disasters and everyday emergencies. Start getting ready now. First, ID your pet. Make sure that cats and dogs are wearing collars and identification tags that are up to date. You'll increase your chances of being reunited with pets who get lost by having them microchipped. Make sure the microchip registration is in your name. But remember, the average citizen who finds your pet won't be able to scan for a chip, but they will probably be able to read a basic tag. Put your cell phone number on your pet's tag. It may also be a good idea to include the phone number of a friend or relative outside your immediate area in case you have to evacuate. Put together your disaster kit. Use our checklist to assemble an emergency kit for yourself and all your pets. During natural disasters, disaster plans for feral or outdoor cats, horses, and animals on farms can be lifesavers. You can find a checklist for this at humanesociety.org. Find a safe place to stay ahead of time. Never assume that you will be allowed to bring your pet to an emergency shelter before a disaster hits. Call your local Office of Emergency Management to see if you will be allowed to evacuate with your pets and verify that there will be shelters in your area that take people and their pets. Contact hotels and motels outside your immediate area to find out if they accept pets. Ask about any restrictions on the number, size, and species. Inquire if a no-pet policy would be waived in an emergency. Some states require it. Keep a list of animal-friendly places handy and call ahead for a reservation as soon as you think you might have to leave your home. For help identifying pet-friendly lodgings, check out these websites: bringfido.com, dogfriendly.com, doginmysuitcase.com, petfriendlyhotels.net, petsallowedhotels.com, petswelcome.com, and tripswithpets.com. Make arrangements with family and friends and relatives. Ask people outside your immediate area if they would be able to shelter you and your pets, or just your pets if necessary. If you have more than one pet, you may need to arrange to house them at separate locations. Consider a kennel or a veterinarian's office. Make a list of boarding facilities and veterinary offices that might be able to shelter animals in disaster emergencies. Make sure to include their 24-hour telephone numbers. Check with your local animal shelter. Some shelters may be able to provide foster care or shelter for pets in an emergency, but keep in mind that shelters have limited resources and are likely to be stretched during a local emergency. Plan for your pet in case you're not home. In case you're away during a disaster or evacuation order, make arrangements well in advance for someone to you trust to take your pets and meet you at a specified location. Be sure the person is comfortable with your pets and your pets are familiar with them. Give your emergency caretaker a key to your home and show them where your pets are likely to be, especially if they hide when they're nervous, and where your disaster supplies are kept. If you have a pet sitter, they may be able to help. Discuss the possibility well in advance. If you evacuate, take your pet. Rule number one, if it isn't safe for you, it isn't safe for your pets. You have no way of knowing how long you'll be kept out of the area, and you may not be able or allowed to go back for your pets. Pets left behind in a disaster can easily be injured, lost, or killed. Remember to make plans for all of your pets during natural disasters. Disaster plans for feral or outdoor cats, horses, and animals on farms. Rule number two, evacuate early. Don't wait for a mandatory evacuation order. Some people who have waited to be evacuated by emergency officials have been told to leave their pets behind. The smell of smoke or the sound of high winds or thunder may make your pet more fearful and difficult to load into a crate or carrier. Evacuating before conditions become severe will keep everyone safer and make the process less stressful. If you stay home, do it safely. If your family and pets must wait out a storm or other disaster at home, identify a safe area for your home where you can all stay together. Close off or eliminate unsafe nooks and crannies where frightened cats may try to hide. Move dangerous items such as tools or toxic products that have been stored in the area. Bring your pets indoors as soon as local authorities say trouble is on the way. Keep dogs on leashes and cats in carriers and make sure they are wearing identification. If you have a room that you can designate as a safe room, put your emergency supplies in that room in advance, including your pet's crate and supplies. Have any medications and a supply of pet food and water inside watertight containers, along with your other emergency supplies. And if there is an open fireplace, vent, pet door, or similar opening in the house, close it off with plastic sheeting and strong tape. Listen to the radio periodically and don't come out until you know it's safe. After the disaster, your home may be a very different place after the emergency is over, and it may be hard for your pets to adjust. Don't allow your pets to roam loose. Familiar landmarks and smells might be gone, and your pet will probably be disoriented. Pets can easily get lost in such situations. While you assess the damage, keep dogs on leashes and cats in carriers inside the house. If your house is damaged, your pets could escape. Be patient with your pets after a disaster. Try to get them back into their normal routines as soon as possible. Be ready for behavioral problems caused by the stress of the situation. If these problems persist, or if your pet seems to be having any health problems, talk to your veterinarian. If your community has been flooded, check your home and yard for wild animals who may have sought refuge there. Wildlife can pose a threat to you and your pet. Be ready for everyday emergencies. If you can't get home to your pet, there may be times that you can't get home to take care of your pets. Icy roads may trap you at the office overnight. An accident may send you to the hospital. Things happen. But you can make sure your pets get the care they need by making arrangements now. Find a trusted neighbor, friend, or family member and give them a key. Make sure this backup caretaker is comfortable and familiar with your pets and vice versa. Make sure your backup caretaker knows your pet's feeding and medication schedule, whereabouts, and habits. If you use a pet sitting service, find out in advance if they will be able to help in case of an emergency. If the electricity goes out. If you're forced to leave your home because you've lost electricity, take your pets with you to a pet-friendly hotel. If it's summer, even just an hour or two in sweltering heat can be dangerous. If you stay home during a summer power outage, ask your local emergency management office if there are pet-friendly cooling centers in the area. If it's winter, don't be fooled by your pet's fur coats. It isn't safe to leave them in an unheated house. If it's not safe for you, it's not safe for them. Plans are for all pets. Disaster plans aren't only essential for the safety of cats and dogs. If you're responsible for other kinds of animals during natural disasters, disaster plans for feral or outdoor cats, horses, and animals on farms, again, can be lifesavers. You can find out more about that on the Humane Society's website at humanesociety.org. Now, for dogs, healthy tips to keep your dog healthy and safe. This is from WebMD. For healthy pets, work with your vet. Dogs bring tons of love and joy to our life, but they depend on you to stay healthy. To keep your pet safe and sound for years to come, start with the basics. Dog-proof your home. Check that your home is safe for your pet, ideally before you bring her home. For instance, secure any electrical cords she might chew on, keep toilet lids closed, and make sure she can't get into any medication or household cleaners. Got a pool in your yard? If your pup can't or hasn't learned how to swim, think about getting a pool fence or a motion detector system that will go off if she falls in the water. Also, double check that your pet can't get to any human food, some of which is toxic for dogs. If she's especially curious, you might want to use childproof latches to secure cabinets and trash cans. Get on a vaccination schedule, just like for people. Vaccines are one of the surest ways to protect your pup's health. They prevent serious, highly contagious diseases like parvo, distemper, and rabies, which can be fatal. The schedule and shots she needs will vary based on her health issues and where you live, so talk to your vet about what to get. In general, most puppies should get their first set of shots around 6 weeks, and then every 3 weeks until they are 16 weeks old. Adult dogs need to be revaccinated every 1 to 3 years. Choose the right food. Your dog's age, weight, health, and activity level matter when it comes to what she eats. In general, make sure the food you choose has a statement from the Association of American Feed Control Officials on the label. That means it's nutritionally complete and balanced. Beware of feeding your dog bones, raw meat, or raw eggs. The American Veterinary Medical Association, the CDC, and other groups warn that raw foods can lead to serious health problems for animals, like infection with E. coli and other harmful bacteria. And bones can tear a dog's stomach or intestines. Spay or neuter your pet. Millions of homeless dogs enter shelters each year, and many are killed. You can help prevent overpopulation by having your dog spayed or neutered. Minor surgeries that keep them from having puppies. Plus, your pet can even benefit from these procedures. Spayed females have lower odds of getting breast cancer and uterine infections later in life, and neutered males have a lower risk of prostate disease and testicular cancer. The procedures are generally safe, but you can talk to your vet about any risks for your dog. Get moving. Dogs need exercise, the same as humans do. It keeps them at a healthy weight, and it gives them an outlet for their physical and mental energy. That can help you control bad habits like digging, barking, and chewing, which dogs tend to do when they're bored. The best bet for exercise? Dogs want to interact with humans, so choose activities you can do together, like playing fetch, walking, hiking, or swimming. And as a bonus, it gets you moving too. Brush your dog's teeth. Aim to clean her teeth every day or as much as possible. It keeps her breath fresh and helps prevent gum disease, which is linked to other health problems such as heart and liver disease. Ask your vet about the best dog toothpaste and toothbrushes to use. Also, watch for any signs of dental disease, such as bleeding, discolored teeth, or really bad breath. Of course, your vet should also check your dog's mouth during annual visits. Keep your pet cool and warm. When the weather gets hot or cold, your dog needs extra help to stay safe and comfortable. When the summer heat is on, walk your dog in the shade or on the grass to keep hot pavement from burning her paws. Always make sure she has plenty of water and access to shade. If she doesn't have a lot of fur or has any bald patches, ask your vet about a sunscreen you can apply. Also, never leave your dog in a car during the warmer months. The temperature in a vehicle can rise 20 degrees in only 10 minutes. The longer they're trapped in there, the hotter it gets. Even if it's just 80 degrees outside, it can reach a sweltering 114 degrees in the car after 30 minutes. To protect your dog from low winter temps, your best bet is to keep her indoors as much as possible. For walks, consider getting a sweater and even booties to keep her warm, especially if she has a short coat. Also, be careful around antifreeze. Even a small bit can poison a dog. So, clean up any spills, don't let her eat snow, and wipe her paws whenever she comes inside. Prevent parasites. Talk to your vet about the best flea, tick, heartworm, and other parasite prevention medications. These critters can irritate dogs and cause serious health issues. Heartworms can lead to heart failure and lung disease. Fleas can lead to anemia. And ticks can cause illnesses such as Lyme disease. Prepare for poisoning. If your dog swallows something that can harm her, call your nearest poison control center or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435 and get to the vet, an emergency vet clinic right away. Don't take a chance. Even a small amount of chocolate can be toxic to a dog, while one ibuprofen can lead to kidney failure. Watch for warning signs. Dogs can't tell you when they don't feel well, so keep your eyes open for signs that something is off. Contact the vet if you notice warning signs of a health problem, such as changes in his poop or pee, any change in eating habits, vomiting, discharge from the eyes, nose, or other places on the body, bald patches, very bad smells from any part of the body, or a lot of licking or biting a spot on his body. Also, watch out for odd behaviors. If your dog suddenly seems very aggressive or sleepy, it could be a sign of a health problem. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, from the Humane Society, Foods That Can Be Poisonous to Pets. Let's find out what foods are safe for people but dangerous for pets. Some foods that are considered good for people can be very dangerous for your pets. The list below highlights some of the most common foods that can be dangerous. This is not an exhaustive list, and any decision to provide your pet with food not specifically intended for animals should be discussed with your veterinarian or a pet nutritionist. The following foods may be dangerous to your pet, and they are in alphabetical order. Alcoholic beverages, apple seeds, apricot pits, avocados, cherry pits, candy, particularly chocolate, and things that are sweetened with xylitol, coffee, grounds beans and chocolate-covered espresso beans, garlic, grapes, chewing gum, sweetened with xylitol, hops used in home beer brewing, macadamia nuts, moldy foods, mushroom plants, mustard seeds, onions and onion powder, peach pits, potato leaves and stems, the green parts, raisins, rhubarb leaves, salt, tea, because it contains caffeine, tomato leaves and stems, the green parts, walnuts, xylitol, and yeast dough. For more information on foods that could be unsafe for your pets, visit the ASPCA's People Foods to Avoid Feeding Your Pets at their website at aspca.org. Now, in the news, labs revived. Nowadays, first responders are saving animals along with people, and they are using emergency equipment made just for animals. In case you missed it, in the news, May 2018, 7 Labrador retrievers are rescued from a house fire, revived using pet masks. By Ariel Scotty of New York Daily News. 7 dogs were rescued from a house fire in Indiana thanks to the brave efforts of first responders, and we thank them for that. The Labrador breeder dogs, 2 of which were pregnant, suffered smoke inhalation and were all unconscious when officers arrived Tuesday. The labs were rescued and resuscitated by heroic Hebron police officers, the Hebron fire chief, and Porter County sheriff's deputies. The responders pulled the dogs from the burning house and performed CPR until Porter County EMS workers arrived at the scene with special pet masks to better administer oxygen. The equipment was donated by a local caring citizen, the Indiana State Police said in a statement. The Labrador breeder dogs, 2 of which were pregnant, suffered smoke inhalation and were all unconscious when they were rescued from the blazing home. The first officers on the scene, State Trooper Justin Hansen, who is also a volunteer fireman, saw smoke billowing out of the garage windows, Indiana State Police said in a statement. He and other officers executed the rescue mission before the Boone Grove Fire Department arrived to extinguish the flames. The Indiana State Police said that neighbors helped the officers' CPR efforts and were able to open the dogs' mouths and airways. The officers transported the pups to animal hospitals, and the worst of which was continually administered by CPR by fireman Mike Lusick. In the back of a trooper's car, police said, it's possible that the fire originated in the home's garage, Boone Grove Fire Chief Mike Minard said, where a heat lamp was left unattended. The breeders weren't home when the inferno ignited, but the cause has not been determined suspicious. Each pup survived and was recovering at local animal hospitals as of Tuesday, and again, that was May of 2018. Personally, I've seen cats revived from smoke inhalation using very small pet masks, too. Thanks to our first responders who are always there to save our lives. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.